Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
So you remember, if you follow my podcast, that I shared that if we have a grievance with someone, that we need to repair that grievance and go to our brother before we go put our offering on the altar. And I'm also quite surprised that this is not a commandment. Although we hear it over and over again that we must forgive others. 70 times 7. And that God won't forgive us if we don't forgive others, which I am amazed that it's not a commandment, because it is so difficult to do, but it falls right into the two greatest commandments: keeping God the center of our life, loving ourselves, and loving our neighbors. And if we're loving someone, we're wanting and wishing the best for them. That's the basic definition. And that means that we're forgiving people. And if you listen to my podcast on Friday, you know that I was going to have a challenging time with a person, an individual in my life who is a button pusher of mine, right? Like pushes him like the little two-year-old at the doorbell, ding, 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 over and over and over. And guess what? We got into it because I spoke up, contrary to what people may think the gospel is today. We are not supposed to be doormats. God does not want that. We need to be strong and courageous, speak truth, and quite frankly, defend ourselves when we are being treated unfairly. And that's kind of what I did. I basically said, do not speak to me that way. I was not drunk. I was not buzzed. As a matter of fact, I had my very first glass of wine in my hand, and I think I took one sip. So thank you, God, that it wasn't induced by something, right? It wasn't the near occasion of sin. Because a lot of time, that's how we sin, right? We get into something and it leads us to that sin. And sometimes for me, alcohol makes me have looser lips or a shorter temper. But this wasn't the case, thank you, God. And when you read the gospel today, which I will do briefly, it's a short one. Work with me here. This all ties together. Matthew chapter 5, 38 through 42, Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said that it was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. Again, it doesn't mean that we roll over and are doormats to people and allow them to walk all over us. We are just not going to respond in anger and punch back and fight back, but we will stand up for truth and justice and righteousness. But when it becomes resentful, so that conversation turned into a couple of slinging comments, and then I got up and I said, I just kind of threw my hands up, went inside because we were sitting outside, beautiful night. And then I sat in there and I turned on the TV and I turned on the little sound. And then I heard, Kendra, I'm sorry. And I knew that I couldn't avoid this person. They were spending the night in our house. So I walked out. I asked that person to stand up. I hugged them and I said, I'm sorry too. Now, did I feel it? Nope. I was still pretty upset. As a matter of fact, when I got up for Mass the next morning, I was still pretty angry. Those feelings were still there. Even though we spent the rest of the night and we were cordial and it was fine, I still got up with angry feelings and then went to Mass. But I wasn't angry with him. So, and you all know it's a him because I mentioned the pronoun. I didn't say anything bad. So that person didn't know that I was still feeling this way. And I'm asking God, Lord, I've already taken my grievance out with my brethren. I'm coming to my offering and my worship with you with a pure heart, but I'm still harboring feelings of anger. And I'm going to tell you, the entire Mass was a distraction. It was horrible. I couldn't focus on anything until the Our Father. And I kept offering it to God. I kept, honestly, like delivering the spirit of anger and resentment in Mass. And then the Our Father came. And that was it. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. God, please forgive me, as we forgive those who trespass against us. That word as isn't a decision. It's not a but. It's not a well when he or she does this. It's not a condition. That's why I'm surprised that thou shalt forgive is not a commandment. It really should be. Even though Jesus says it over and over in the Bible, he changes it from an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Give them back what they gave you. That was the Old Testament. This is where Jesus comes in with his love and his mercy and changes that. And that's how we need to be. This happened to me another time when I got angry and upset with my husband, and I went upstairs. This must be a pattern for me. When I get to a point where I'm just like, okay, I'm done, I walk away, and I went upstairs, and guess what? I decided I was going to pray a rosary. And I didn't get past the first bead for the faith, hope, and love section of the rosary till God spoke to me clearly in the prayer he gave us. That's the only prayer that Jesus said, this is how we should pray. And so maybe it's even more important that it's not in the Ten Commandments, but is in this prayer that God gave us. And it took everything in my power to get up and go down and apologize to my husband. And I went down there and I remember he had already fallen asleep on the couch. And so I had to go back up. I didn't want to wake him up, but I went back upstairs. And then the next morning I apologized. I told him I came down and I told him why. I said, geez, in the Our Father, it says I've got to forgive and I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm in Mass, the Our Father, and I really felt the Holy Spirit scream it at me in my heart. And so right before we're about ready to receive communion, I am being honestly sanctified and changed right before my eyes. My heart is totally melting. The anger is dissipating. It's like dripping off of me like water out of, you know, a pool or a shower. And I am feeling different. I am literally having my feelings turn to love. And that's when I went through how I now receive the Lord in Holy Communion, where I ask Mary to replace my heart. I want Mary to receive Jesus because Mary's heart is pure. Mary is forgiving and loving and merciful and full of God's grace. And I want that. And it was a physical, spiritual, mental change. I was a different person when I left Mass than when I went in and attended the whole first part until right when the Our Father was prayed. I couldn't concentrate. I wasn't really listening. I kept thinking and kept, you know, harboring my anger and resentment. So that was so beautiful for me. And I wanted to share that because that prayer may help you. The next time you're in Mass or the next time you're praying the rosary, the next time you're resentful, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And go there, ask Mary to replace your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a spirit of forgiveness. I didn't have to wait 6 months this time. It happened almost instantly. And I had to share that today because I know that all of us have people in our life that push our buttons. And I went to confession on that Saturday because this happened on Friday night. I mean, it happened the night he got here. And I went to confession on Saturday, and it was a wonderful counsel from the priest who said, you know, we all have people that we don't get along with or that we don't like, and we do our best, but it's good that you have come in and cleared your conscience and confessed this. And I knew that I needed to do that because I truly was repentant. Yet at the same time, I woke up with those angry feelings on Sunday. But now they're gone. Now they're gone. And he's not. And it's great. He ended up buying me a bottle of wine and apologized again yesterday. And I said, that's not necessary. I love you. And it's a totally different feeling. And I know we're not supposed to be living on our feelings. As a matter of fact, our feelings and emotions screw with us. That's exactly why we shouldn't be slaves to them, because we're going to be up and down, backwards and forwards. This is why we have to discard that and ask the Lord to help us change our hearts, which will then change how we, quote unquote, feel. Try it and get to confession if you are harboring any resentment. Do it immediately. It's funny because I went to confession on Thursday and I'm going back to confession on Saturday. And I had to say, you know, it's been 2 days since my last confession. But you know what? The faster you get in, the faster God will cleanse you and the Holy Spirit will mend your heart. It should be a commandment, but even better than a commandment, it's in the prayer that God taught us how to pray. So take it to the Lord, ask Mary to change your heart, And may you too have the beautiful change of the Holy Spirit, where your heart now just loves that person and wants the best for them. I love you all. Find something more. Forgiveness with God. Have a blessed and inspired day.